Situation 3. Audio Tour. Hooked on Screens, Part 2.
Now, listen to some information about video games and social media, and take notes in your workbook.
The first home video games became available in the 1970s. Today, there are lots of different games. Shooter games, fighting games, maze games, simulation games, strategy games, sports games, role-playing games. They're very sophisticated, and some look a lot like movies. They're designed by graphic designers, sound designers, game designers, musicians. A whole creative team collaborates to produce a game.
Did you know? 55% of gamers play on their phones or tablets. 37% of gamers are adult women. 82% of gamers are 18 years old or more. And only 13% of gamers are boys aged 17 or younger.
The term weblog was invented in 1997. It was formed from the word web and the word log, because you log onto the web, but also because the word log means a diary or a journal. Blogs are a kind of online diary where people write about their lives, their tastes, or their opinions. You can post texts, photos, and videos on all sorts of topics. Now, vlogs, video blogs, are also very popular.
Did you know? In 1999, there were 23 blogs on the internet. There are tens of millions now, and a new blog is created somewhere in the world every half a second. Today, only 20% of bloggers are under 20. Teenagers prefer newer social media.
Originally, in American universities, the Facebook was a paper document introducing the staff, a kind of who's who. The Facebook network was created in 2004 by Mark Zuckerberg and other Harvard University students. The idea is simple. You register to use the site, you create a user profile, you add other users as friends, and you exchange messages and photos on your wall.
Did you know? In 2014, Facebook had over 1.3 billion active users. But 13 to 17-year-olds only represent 5% of users. The percentage has declined sharply because teenagers are using other, newer social media.
Twitter was created in 2006 by New York University undergraduates who wanted to communicate with a small group of students, a bit like with an SMS. The name Twitter comes from the little chirping noise birds make. Today, over 500 million people have a Twitter account. Twitter enables users to send and read short 140-character messages called tweets.
Did you know? 44% of users have never sent a tweet. They just read other people's tweets. Only 11% of users are aged 12 to 17.